Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. And we're broadcasting live from on Memorial Day. And I want to introduce you to a new friend. Dr. Joseph Boyette is our new friend. He's here now. He's the author of almost three dozen books that he's written over the years. And he was a former advisor to the Carter administration. He has he's served our country on a number of different levels as an advisor and a wise man to government. His new book is called Getting Things Done in Washington: Lessons from Progressives from Landmark Legislation. The book has got several pieces of legislation that were passed over the last couple hundred years that he wants to call attention to and how to get things done. And so he and I are going to talk about that today. Dr. Boyette, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
It's good to have you here, Joe. Before we get into the book, it's Memorial Day. Thank you for joining me on Memorial Day. Would you like to take a minute and share your thoughts about Memorial Day, how you feel about Memorial Day?
Well, I think it's an important day to recognize people who've sacrificed and served their country, and I think we owe them gratitude for what they've done, and it's a great day to be an American and get together and appreciate the country and what the country means to everybody else. So I think it's a great holiday.
And
in the South, we get an opportunity to eat barbecue, so that's awesome.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I second your thoughts, of course, and we're going to be talking more about Labor Day in the second half of this hour and in the next hour as well, too, folks. Joe, your book "Getting Things Done in Washington" is a tour of a half dozen things episodes in the history of Congress where you say that things got done because of the way people behaved. But I do want to say, though, first, your first line of your book says, "This book is for liberals, progressive and social Democrats, all those who believe that we can and should use the power of government to improve the lives of Americans." Now, that's to some people, that's an inflammatory statement, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But what I'm saying to people is this, that many of the things that all of us take for granted, like the purity of the foods that we have in our family, that we and our families eat, the effectiveness and the safety of the drugs that we take, we wouldn't have, except if somebody got together with other Americans, a bunch of Americans, and got legislation passed in Washington. You know, Reagan, in his historic 1964 speech, Gordon Goldwater said that big government was bad, that it was a monkey on people's backs, and that it should be dramatically reduced. I think he was wrong. The federal government is a monkey. It's a very big dog. When your rights are threatened or someone is trying to do you or your family wrong, you want that big dog on your side.
You know, one of the problem with progressives, it seems to me, is that they think the government is good for everything. And the problem with conservatives is they think the government is good for nothing. And
well, as a progressive, my
would you disagree with that magnanimous comparison of mine?
Well, I disagree with the point that progressives, or at least from my own, I can only speak from my own standpoint. But my own thought is that most of the legislation I talk about in the book, all the legislation, but it would constitute progressive legislation. And in each instance, we went to the federal government because we had tried to implement solutions to the problems that existed, like the drug
right.
The Purity and Drug Act.
Right.
The problems that existed in the country at the state or local level. And it just wasn't possible to address the issues effectively at that level. I'm not opposed to state and local government doing whatever state and local government can effectively do. But sometimes it's necessary to have the federal government take over responsibility because the state either don't have the resources or it's a problem that extends beyond state borders and that the states are never going to get it done. Civil rights is something that was not going to be accomplished in the South in particular if it was left up to the southern states to do it. It would not have happened, or it would have taken much, much longer than it had taken. It's not that the federal government should do everything, but there are many, many things that the federal government needs to be doing and should do, because it's the only way that we can effectively get the job done.
Well, the problem I've got with the statement that what we can and should use the power of government to improve the lives of all Americans, that presumes that the government knows what those improvements are accurately. And I think that's the problem. And here's the thing, Joe, when we say the government, there really isn't the government. There's people, the human beings who have predisposed ideas, ideology, and convictions. And I think this is where we get into trouble, isn't it? When somebody else decides that they think they know how I should live my life.
Well, you're treating the government as something that's the difference. I mean, you just said the government is the people. The government of the United States is not a dictatorship. The government of the United States is the elected representatives of the people of the country. And when I talk about legislation in the book getting passed, everything left us, it was a matter of the progressives who wanted to get the legislation done, had to go to the people, had to convince the people that this is something that needed to be done, had to get the support of the people. I make the point in the book that if you want to get something done in Washington, the last place to start getting something done in Washington is in Washington, because if you leave it up to politicians, they're never going to get anything done. I don't see that because the government of the United States takes action. The government of the United States is not the enemy of the people. The government of the United States is the people of the United States, or at least should be.
Well, hold on to that thought. Dr. Boyette, what is the website for your book?
I'm sorry?
What's the website?
You can go to my website at www.jboyette.com.
B-O-Y-E-T-T is how you spell his last name. The book is called Getting Things Done in Washington. I'm going to ask Joe some more questions about progressive solutions after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Memorial Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.